bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us. Our passage today is going to come from Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27. Everyone who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. I know a young musician who recently had what happens to all of us who play music, just a total flub. And the kind of flub that, you know, a lot of times we tell young musicians, when you make a mistake, listen, if you don't act like you made a mistake and you just keep playing, I bet nobody noticed and you'd keep on going. The only reason they'd notice is because you made a face and drew attention to it. This was not one of those mistakes. This was one of those mistakes that anybody would hear if they were listening, recognize, oh, I don't know what was wrong there, but something sounded off, which happens all the time. Still happens to us who, you know, lead worship every Sunday for years and years and years and years. We still have those kinds of flubs. And this person was just kind of crushed and felt really bad about it. And everybody heard me made this mistake. And I was reminded of this conversation, why it is so important, the foundation that we build our lives on, specifically our identities, who Christ has made us to be, who God created us to be. This teaching from Jesus that we just read says that the only foundation that will get us through anything in life is building our lives on the Word of God, the truth of God, the good news that God has given us in His Word, and that whenever storms come, whatever may come our way, we are not crushed because of it. When I build my foundation on my identity as a musician, or my identity as a father, or as a pastor, or whatever, if I find my identity in something that I do, invariably, something will happen that will expose that I am not the be-all, end-all at whatever I do. I will make a very public and embarrassing mistake. I will blow up at my kids when I should not have. I will teach something weird or not be the pastor that I need to be. And when those moments come, I'm crushed because I have built my identity on the rock of my performance or my career or a role that I play, which is why that is no sure foundation. The only sure foundation is our identity and who God made us to be. And we find this everywhere in Scripture. One of my favorites is Psalm 139. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. That God knows us intimately because He made us, and He has a purpose for us. Ephesians 2:10, for we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which He has prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Our identity is a child of God. We are created by God and for God. He has saved us and called us His sons and His daughters. And listen, I don't want to play the hypocrite here. I still struggle with this. But we cannot build our identities and our foundations on our performance, on what we do. We can only build it on who we are, and we are a child of God. So a reminder today that you are fearfully and wonderfully made because God knit you together in your mother's womb, that He called you out of darkness and into His marvelous light, that you are His workmanship, created for works that He has prepared in advance for you to walk in. And so that is the kind of identity that cannot be shaken. When the winds and waves of our failures come, we can stand secure because we matter because we are God's, not because of what we do for God or for ourselves. Lord, thank you for the truth of your word that is a sure foundation for our lives. God, help us to saturate our minds with it, to apply it, God, to hold it up as a mirror and to see how we're doing. And Lord, please expose those places that we're building our identity on other things, on other foundations, so that we might be better servants for you, better sons and daughters for you, shining like lights in the world. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Well, thank you for tuning into another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.